Hello and welcome to our midweek Wednesday meeting, and we're glad that you're here and glad that you've tuned in to listen and to be encouraged as we gather around God's word and as we have a song together. I just want to read a scripture to you. It's found in the book of Hebrews, and it's Hebrews 5:4 verse 16. It says, "Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Oh, okay.
Well, it didn't matter, but no, okay. If we avoid that, then it doesn't so much matter when people watch it during the week.
What was that first bit you said, Tom?
Because you said Hebrews
5. Oh, did I? Revelation 8, 10 to 29. Hello and welcome to our midweek service. We're so pleased that you tuned in and gathered with us. I just want to read a passage of scripture. It says this in Hebrews 4 verse 16. "Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find peace to help us in our time of need." You know, we worship a God of grace, and he loves to meet our needs, especially in our time of need. So we're going to pray, and then I'm going to hand over to Caleb, who's going to lead us in our song. Father, I want to thank you that you're a God of grace. I thank you that you're God, that you're Lord, that you're King of all and every situation. And Father, I thank you that you love us enough. And I thank you, God, that you're God who comes and meets us in our time of need. And Father, we pray in this time of need, we pray, Lord God, that we would know your closeness, we'd know your love, and we'd know your grace. Amen. Thank you, Caleb.
Why don't we stand and sing? Amazing grace.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved.
Thanks, Caleb. We're going to turn in our Bibles to Psalm 119, and we're going to read verse 105. So this is what Psalm 119 says. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. With everything that's going on, and many of us being at home because we're either working from home or self-isolating, we've all been forced to slow down, and that needn't be a bad thing. It gives us time that we wouldn't have otherwise had, and we can do all sorts of things with that time. But rather than binge on Netflix, I want to encourage you to Bible binge. Take a whole heap of time to get into God's Word, because it's a light to us. Some would say that these are dark times. Well, actually, the Bible says that all times on this earth are dark times for those who don't know the Lord. And if you don't know the Lord, you can know Him today. The Bible explains how we come to know the Lord through turning our back on our rebellion, our sin against God, asking Him to forgive us of our sin, repenting of those wrong things we've done, saying to God that we're sorry for that, truly sorry, and that we want now to live His way rather than our own way. When we do that, we start to live in His light. The Bible itself says that God is love. It also says God is light. And God in His light won't put up with sin. He can't. He's a holy God. And therefore, we have to ask Him to cleanse us of our unrighteousness, of our sin. And those of us who've done that and get to enjoy relationship with Him have the opportunity to deepen our relationship with Him. And the primary way we do that is through His Word. So I encourage you, take some time, seize this opportunity to read His Word a little more than you would otherwise, or listen to His Word. Go on YouTube. If you struggle to read for whatever reason, there are videos on YouTube, one in particular that I recommend. If you do a YouTube search for Luke's Gospel 2015, that's when it was produced, so that takes you direct to that particular recording, then there's a fantastic recording that was done out in Israel, on site as it happens, and you get the visual, but you also get the audio being read of Luke's Gospel, just taken straight from Scripture. So that's one way that you could listen to God's Word, but if not, then open the pages of Scripture for yourself. Read Scripture for yourself. There are things like Bible reading plans. If you Google YouVersion Bible reading plans, there's hundreds to choose from. The Alpha Bible in 1 year, again, Google that and you can read through the whole Bible in 1 year, and this is a great opportunity to start that. There's a website called Bible Hub. And if you're reading the Bible and you start to wonder what it means, the particular passage you're reading, go on Bible Hub, type in the chapter and the verse that you're pondering, and it will give you all sorts there from different Bible translations. And if you just scroll all the way to the bottom, there are a variety of commentaries as well that explain the meaning of that. And then there's a great resource, again on YouTube, if you type in David Pawson, Unlocking the Bible, or just Unlocking the Bible, it will bring it up. And David Pawson, a brilliant Baptist preacher, has preached and taught through every book in the Bible. And you can sit for hour upon hour and just drink it in and learn more of the Lord. Well, that's pretty much it for this evening. But we want to thank you for tuning in. And as we come to a close, I want to quote a song by Amy Grant. And the title to the song is Thy Word. She wrote it based on this scripture that we've read from Psalm 119. And the words to the song say this: when I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still, you're right there beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. You are near me to the end. Friend, God wants to be as close to you as a brother. And even closer still, He wants to dwell within you by His Spirit. Some of you already enjoy that. If you don't, turn to God, right now. Confess your sin to him. Ask him to be your Lord forever, for all your days, for all eternity, to be your Saviour and your Master, your Lord. You could even go onto YouTube right now, and that song by Amy Grant, Thy Word, is on there. Again, type it in, have a listen, and be blessed.